Taylor.
Yeah.
This is Pat.
What up, Pat Pave?
I hate to rain on that big old intro you just did for Melly.
Yeah.
But Mr. Pace is doing the training call tonight.
Are you really? Wait, no. Melly, I get it.
Melly is on the hot seat for the mastermind group after I get done doing some training.
No. I got confused. It's my mistake. So let me do this, Mr. Pat Pace. If you guys don't know, I love Pat Pace, and I've traveled with Pat Pace. And the thing I like about him is he has no problem calling me out, and we have a good enough relationship that happens, right? But right now I'm wearing my Texas A&M hat because Mr. Pat Pace is a huge A&M fan. His father taught there. The Dynamax business. He is the second half of Joni Pace, and he is one that travels with her and supports her and does all of this. And Pat knows this business just as well as anybody. And so with that, Mr. Pat Pace, I will let you do the call. My mistake.
Thank you, Taylor. I would talk about road building, but it might just bore everyone to tears. But
it would.
Yes, it would. So I'll just start with a hey, everyone, and welcome to the call. And before I get started, I want to do a shout-out to the Canadians for their support for Texas and Florida during Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. You guys' support was amazing to me and to us. And you followed it up with recognition of our 9/11, which I know it impacted some of your guys too. That speaks volumes, and we appreciate it more than you know. Thank you. Now, Johnny tells me every time I get ready to do a call to be more, quote, conversational. And I'm like, I'm scripted, dude. I'm not conversational. Maybe after a few dope beverages, but in the meantime, I'm scripted. That's how I roll. So today, I wanted to visit with you guys about personal branding, and specifically regarding you and your Facebook page. And I know that Amanda Ryan from the associate side and Taylor Kirby Pro, you know, it's actually apropos that we had that glitch in the beginning of this call because I was going to comment on this whole pro thing. This guy, really? How can I get a name like that? I guess I'm gonna have to step up my game to get the label pro behind Pat Pace. Anyway, I got sidetracked. I couldn't help myself there. Taylor and Amanda have spearheaded the whole marketing your business on Facebook process and have done a really nice job. And the other day, I'm a Twitter guy, but I encourage everyone not to follow me on Twitter because sometimes it's political, and we don't want to go there. But anyway, I ran across an article the other day that interested me, and I wanted to share some of it with you guys. So it's safe to say that we've all struggled marketing our Dynamax business, quote, online to create profitable results. The struggle to me is this. How do we make ourselves stand out from the other hundreds of associates who sell the exact same products and business opportunity? Well, according to this article I read, it starts with your personal brand. So that's what we're going to talk about. Let's face it, taking your business online opens a whole new realm of possibilities, especially regarding the number of people you're able to connect with and expose your business to. I've got great news. A lot of the same principles that apply to offline marketing apply to online marketing as well. Bottom line, you still need to form genuine relationships and build trust if you want to generate more leads, make more product sales, and bring on new business partners. Now, the one giant benefit of online marketing, when you grasp it, is the potential to leverage your business. What do I mean by leverage? Just one click can reach hundreds or thousands of people. That's huge. So how do we start to capitalize on all this potential leverage? It starts by putting a credible brand out there. Now, before I get to tip number one, I want you guys to jot down a few names, grab a pencil and paper, and when we're done with the training, or if you're a multitasker and have another device close by, go look at their profile pic, their cover photo, their bio, and see what you think. Colette Sawaski from Dynamax, Joni Fowler Pace from Dynamax, and just a couple of non-Dynamax folks that their pages, you know, stuck out to me is Rachel Bowers Kirby. Yes, that's the way better half of Taylor Kirby Pro. Some say the real pro in the family, but I'm not sure. And a guy named Jefferson Santos. As you will see, they all have very effective starts to their branding process. Now remember on Colette and Joni, as you scroll through their Facebook page, I want you to think health and wellness and branding and how they correlate. And real quick, I want to differentiate between personal pages, team pages like Team Hair on Fire or Family First Focus, and group pages like the Dynamax Revolution and, say, Just Setting the Pace. This discussion is about your personal page. Your team pages and group pages are different. Those members, for the most part, are already in Dynamax. This is about your personal brand on your personal page. Tip number one, this is clever. Be yourself. We all represent Dynamax in the sense that we sell their products and business opportunity. But first and foremost, we represent ourselves. Create a Facebook page that brands you, and make sure all your social media accounts, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, there's too many of them to name, use your name and image. You want them to truly reflect you and show your smiling face. The article went on to discuss one of the biggest turnoffs is when a person has a company logo or product or as their profile picture or cover photo. I know I've been guilty of this. It immediately sends a message that you are trying to sell someone something, and nobody likes to be sold. I got permission from Colette to pick on her tonight, in a good way, and showcase her Facebook page. It starts with a very classy, business-looking profile picture, and smiling, I might add. Then, a lovely picture of her family, and her bio, oh my gosh, wife, mom of six. I could just stop right there. Entrepreneur, network marketing professional, redefining the way the world supplements. A brilliant start to her brand, and it only gets better. The key here, put yourself in the client's, in the prospective client's shoes. It's very likely you joined someone you knew and trusted. This is the vibe you want to create. Be yourself. Tip number two, establish yourself as an expert in the health and wellness industry. And I know that sort of contradicts tip number one, but this is sort of a fake it till you make it deal, but not really, because you're going to put credible content. Let's face it, we all tend to gravitate towards and join people who know what they're doing and where they're going. And the best way to achieve this is to share your story, your experiences, and your knowledge. We are in a health and wellness company, right? share fitness tips, recipes, weight loss success stories, testimonials, and pictures of you living the healthy lifestyle. Do some research. Share new marketing strategies. Interview top leaders who are successfully building their businesses online. And share your own results. Be passionate about health and wellness and share that value on your Facebook page. The more consistently you do this, the more people will start to see you as a person that just might want to work with in this business. So let's examine Colette's page. I see she shared a fibromyalgia testimonial that Loretta King did with Deb Chalupa. I see a live interview that Colette did with Gord Oliver labeled Connecting with Entrepreneurs. I see recognition of rank advancement of one of her teammates. All really good stuff. Tip number three, be consistent in creating content and sharing value. Whether you believe it or not, people are watching you and your business. They may not like or engage every post or video, but they're watching. The more you show up in your business every day, regardless of the results you initially get, the more people will begin to take you seriously and want to learn more about exactly what you're doing. Every time you try something new related to health or health and wellness or network marketing in general, share that experience on your Facebook page. It can be through a standard post, a live video, or a simple photo you share. If you experience something that you found valuable, chances are your friends will see that value as well. So never be afraid to share it with others. Tip number four, create unique lead magnets or offers to give away to your ideal prospects. Janelle Ellis and Summer Casey seem to be using this branding tool, along with Colette. Visit their Facebook pages and message them for additional information on their approach. Always, always, always be sure to build trust and rapport with your prospect before any type of sales transaction. Far too many people run straight out of the gate, instantly pitching their products to everyone they meet. We get it, right? We've all been there. You're excited and want others to experience the same excitement. But rather than approaching people with a transactional mindset, focus on building a solid relationship where you provide value and serve those you meet. One of the best ways to accomplish this is through lead magnets. What is a lead magnet, you ask? This is fancy terminology for giving your prospect something of value in exchange for their email address and contact information. Some simple ideas for lead magnets include doing a live video series, which is what Janelle and Summer are doing, creating a PDF with valuable information, action guides for, say, training, and checklists for products. Since we promote health and wellness, perhaps you create a live video series giving nutrition and fitness tips. I believe Summer is chronicling her weight loss journey. Think about your ideal prospect and a problem they may have. Create your offer by providing them with the solution to their problem. It's a win-win. You provide value and are a service to someone, and in exchange, they give you their contact information to follow up with them. Tip number five, build and connect with your list to foster strong relationships. As we all know, the fortune is in the follow-up. As you start to provide value to your following and build up your Facebook Messenger list, it is vital to make connecting with these people a habit. Facebook Messenger is having a massive impact on the marketing game. I suggest you research it and use it. Bottom line here, message your people when you have something valuable to share, and message your people when you're running a special or promotion that you feel will benefit them. Follow up, follow up, follow up. Did I mention follow up? Tip number 6, focus on emotion and storytelling over features. When it does come to promoting your actual products or opportunity, focus on storytelling. How did that product help you personally? What has the extra income specifically helped you achieve? Remember, people are emotional buyers. Rather than just talking about all the product's features, which people have heard countless times, tug at their heartstrings. Show them how something will make them feel. Paint a visual and emotional picture of what your products and opportunity can do for them. I've seen posts over the years about trips being paid for by Dynamax. How about posting a picture of the entrance to your country club with a comment like this: membership dues paid through Dynamax earnings. Or spa day, compliments of my Dynamax paycheck. This will be far more effective and carry much more power than simply just listing off pre-scripted benefits. That wraps up the 6 branding tips. As always, the key to learning is implementation. Let me recap. 1, be yourself. 2, establish yourself as an expert in the health and wellness industry. 3, be consistent in creating content and sharing value. 4, create unique lead magnets or offers to give away to your ideal prospects. 5, build and connect with your list to foster stronger relationships. And finally, focus on emotion and storytelling over features. And I got 2 tidbits that Joni wanted me to mention with regards to Facebook. 1, try not to compete with your own post. 1 a day, 2 max, 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening. Try and avoid attaching links. Facebook does not like it when you leave their page. Facebook can and will limit this activity. This wraps up tonight's training. Thank you all for listening in.